Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 a.m. Friday for the entire listing area. We look for cloudy skies with snow showers this morning, as we're experiencing now. 1 to 3 inches possible with a high in the lower 30s and temperatures slowly falling into the 20s today. Winds will be northwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour. We have several school districts that either have canceled classes for today or have delayed classes for today. And we'll run down that list for you here in just a moment. Numerous accidents have been reported this morning along Interstate 80, both east and westbound. No injuries have been reported, though. In most cases, vehicles, especially semi-tractor trailers, spun out, or in the case of semis, at least partially jackknifed. In some cases, both lanes or a single lane was blocked or partially blocked in several locations. Highway 92 eastbound near Trainer was blocked on the right shoulder due to an accident. Tow bans are being implemented for Pottawatomie, Cass, Mills, and counties, and if your vehicle enters a ditch or the median, it will not be towed until the weather conditions improve. The latest report we have just before 7 a.m. indicated that Interstate 80 west of the 70-mile marker westbound, two semis had jackknifed and are involved in an accident. There were no injuries reported there. Now, visibility is limited in the area. I-80 from Highway 25 west to Highway 48 is completely snow-covered. I-80 from Highway 48 west was partially covered as of 6:45 a.m. Other roads are completely or partially covered by snow. Here's a look at the latest school announcements. Atlantic has canceled classes for today. No school in ACGC at Air Casey Guthrie Center. They're doing it virtually. AHSDW schools have a two-hour late start. Audubon and Bedford have canceled classes for today, but will hold virtual learning for today. CAM is 2 hours late. Charter Oak Ute is 2 hours late. Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Creston are holding virtual classes only. Exira EHK is a two-hour late start today. Fremont Mills will have remote learning only. Griswold is a two-hour late start. IKM Manning has a remote learning day. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late this morning. Lenox is 2 hours late. Nottoway Valley is 2 hours late. Panorama and Red Oak have canceled classes for today, with Red Oak having online learning only. Riverside and Shelby County Catholic, as mentioned, are a two-hour late start. Southwest Valley, which earlier had said there was a late start, has canceled classes for today. Tri-Center is 2 hours late. Underwood is canceled. There is a two-hour late start for West Central Valley and no morning preschool there. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA, no morning preschool. Child Watch will begin at 10 o'clock. And Atlantic Head Start is on a two-hour late start for today. Again, keep it tuned to KJAN on our airwaves and on our homepage at KJAN.com. Under the Community Hub, you'll find information you need, and that is updated frequently throughout the morning as we receive announcements. Well, the Atlantic School District's Board of Educators and Collective Bargaining Unit officials representing the non-certified union staff presented their initial bargaining proposals during an approximately 15-minute-long session Wednesday afternoon at the Middle School Media Center. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News the union proposed an increase of 40 cents per person, plus anyone eligible for a step movement.
They also would like to have a 75-cent raise added to the wait time for bus drivers for activity trips. They also would like to have a 25-cent raise for food service in addition to the 40-cent raise. And then they also want some that have insurance through the school have asked for the school to pay a portion of the premium.
And Barbara said the latter was not in the scope of the negotiations, but it was included nonetheless.
The district proposed those eligible employees move a step on the salary schedule and increase the hourly wage by a dime, which is a 1.61% increase, costing the district approximately a little over $50,000, and then also the duration of a one-year contract.
The next step is a closed session for continued negotiations on February 17th, and hopefully a mutual agreement. If they are unable to come to a compromise, both sides would enter into mediation, and as a last resort, arbitration.
We're hoping we don't need to do that.
In other news, a public hearing was held during the regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening. During the hearing, there were no comments, either written or spoken, in opposition to the sale of city-owned real estate at 403 West 14th Street. The property was acquired by the city under authority of the Iowa Code with regard to abandoned property. The owners of an abutting property submitted a bid of $10,000 to acquire the property. The council voted unanimously to approve the transaction. In other business, the Atlantic City Council held a third and final reading of an ordinance with regard to the collection of solid waste and the second reading of an ordinance amending sections of the Code of Ordinances entitled City Clerk and City Attorney that would eliminate the current two-year reappointment schedule and make the city clerk, and attorney permanent employees. The council waived the third and final reading and approved both of the latter two ordinances. Their final order of business was action on approving a change order in the amount of $3,545.60 for the Atlantic Downtown Revitalization Project. The additional cost brings the contract price up to $452,875, which is still within the scope of the projected amount. The cost of the change orders are not shouldered by the city itself. The property owner and city pay 25% of each cost, and well, the feds pick up the remaining 50%. And in this case, the change order was with regard to Bryman's Home Furnishings building at 412 Chestnut. The funds will be used for the addition of door hardware and a hardware revision in order to bring the building facade in line with the project intentions of renovating the historic downtown area. A judge in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court Wednesday sentenced a Southwest Iowa woman to prison for her role in the distribution of methamphetamine. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 36-year-old Elizabeth Villanueva of Lenox was sentenced to 46 months, or just under 4 years in prison, for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Villanueva was also ordered to serve a period of supervised release of 5 years following her prison term and to pay $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. There is no parole in the federal system. On January 8th of 2020, law enforcement conducted a traffic stop on Villanueva as she drove into Taylor County. During a search of her car, approximately half a pound of meth was discovered and seized. Villanueva pled guilty October 16th to the charge. Her case was investigated by the Taylor County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Cass County Conservation Board's Common Feeder Bird Identification and Prowl programs scheduled for Sunday, February 7th at the Outdoor Educational Classroom near Messina have been postponed to a later date, and that'll be announced sometime soon. They appreciate your understanding with the change. You can get ready for the Great Backyard Bird Count by learning how to identify common birds that like to visit your feeders. Join Kelly McKay from the building Better Birders as he shares the common feeder bird identification. Funding for the program is provided by the Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, Conservation Education Program, or SEP. The program will be conducted whenever it's rescheduled for by Kelly McKay, with assistance from Mark Roberts and Brian Ritter. The program is the first of the Building a Better Birder workshop series and will be presented to you by the Cass County Conservation Board through the Resource Enhancement and Protection Grant. And that session will be held indoors. We'll let you know when it is rescheduled. Finally in the news, teenagers between the ages of 14 and a half and 16 could get a special state permit for driving to and from work on a farm if a bill that's cleared the Iowa Senate unanimously becomes law. It would let kids in that age range drive alone between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. for farm work within a 50-mile radius. Senator Dan Zumba is a farmer from Ryan.
This bill reflects the needs and the wants of the folks here in Iowa.
And the teen would have to be driving to do chores for their family's farming operation or being paid to work on someone else's farm. Iowa has a graduated licensing system for young drivers. It starts at age 14 with an instruction permit to drive, but only when an adult is in the vehicle. There are also permits for 14 and 15-year-olds to drive alone to and from school and school activities. At the age of 16, Iowa teenagers can get an intermediate license to drive without adult supervision. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.